This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for chlorpheniramine drops, active ingredient, chloramphenicol. This leaflet provides important information about you using chlorpheniramine drops. You should also speak to your doctor, pharmacist, or optometrist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about you using chlorpheniramine drops. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using chlorpheniramine drops? Chlorpheniramine drops contains the active ingredient chloramphenicol, a synthetic antibiotic. Chlorpheniramine drops is available as eye drops, for external use only. Chlorpheniramine drops is used to treat an eye infection called bacterial conjunctivitis, which is a bacterial infection involving the mucous membrane of the surface of the eye. The most common symptom is the presence of a sticky yellow-white discharge with mucus and pus, or glued eyes, especially in the morning on waking. Other symptoms include a gritty sensation in the eye, redness, irritation and watering of the eyes. The infection usually starts in one eye, and then spreads to the other. What should I know before I use chlorpheniramine drops? Warnings. Do not use chlorpheniramine drops if you are allergic to chloramphenicol, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. The packaging is torn, broken, or shows signs of tampering. After the expiry date printed on the pack, do not give chlorpheniramine drops to children under 2 years of age unless your doctor or optometrist tells you. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction to chlorpheniramine drops may include irritation, pain and swelling in the eye, skin rashes, blisters, fever. Check with your doctor if you or your family have blood disorders, e.g. anemia, or problems with bone marrow. You have an injury to the cornea. Eye preparations may inhibit the healing of the wound. You wear contact lenses. Contact lenses should not be worn during the course of chlorpheniramine drops treatment. If you wear hard or disposable contact lenses, you can start using them again after completing the course of treatment. If wearing soft contact lenses, you should wait 24 hours after completing a course of treatment before starting to use them again. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. If you have bought this medicine without a prescription and without prior consultation from a doctor or optometrist, it is important to check the following list. Speak to your doctor or optometrist if any apply before you start to use chlorpheniramine drops. You are allergic to any other antibiotic eye drops or ointments. You are using other eye drops or eye ointments. You have pain within your eye rather than just feeling sore or gritty. Swelling around the eye. Blurred vision or sensitivity to light. Limited eye movement. Abnormal pupil, the black circle in the center of the eye. Your eye looks cloudy. There is copious yellow-green purulent discharge that accumulates after being wiped away. You have injured your eye, or there is a foreign body in the eye. You have been welding without eye protection immediately before your eye symptoms appeared. You have glaucoma. You have dry eye syndrome. You have had similar symptoms in the past. You have had eye surgery or laser treatment in the past 6 months. You have recently traveled overseas. You are allergic to any other medicines or any foods, dyes, or preservatives. You have surgery, including dental surgery using a general anesthetic. You feel unwell. You have any other medical conditions? If you have not told your doctor or optometrist about any of the above, tell them before you use chlorpheniramine drops. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with chlorpheniramine drops and affect how it works. These include other eye drops and eye ointments. These medicines may reduce or increase the effectiveness of chlorphenidrops, eye drops, reduce its own effectiveness and or react with chlorphenidrops, eye drops resulting in untoward or sometimes dangerous side effects. Your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using this medicine. How do I use chlorphenidrops, eye drops? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How much to use? The dose of chlorphenidrops drops may be different for each person and their medical condition. Your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist will recommend the right dose for you. Do not use in children under 2 years of age, except on doctor's advice. The usual recommended doses are chlorphenidrops drops. For adults and children, 2 years and over, instill 1 or 2 drops in the affected eye, s every 2 to 6 hours for 2 to 3 days. The interval between applications may then be increased. Treatment should be continued for at least 48 hours after the eye appears normal. Do not use for more than 5 days in total, except on medical advice. If the condition worsens or does not get better after 2 days, seek immediate medical advice. How to apply chlorphenidrops drops. Wash hands thoroughly before and after use. Open the eye, tilt head back and look upwards. Gently pull down the lower lid to form a pouch. Approach the eye from the side and hold the bottle dropper near the lid, but do not let the tip of the dropper touch the eye, eyelids, or lashes. Apply 1 drop into the pouch. Close the eyes, do not rub them, and try not to blink for a short time. Apply gentle pressure for about 1 minute with a finger to the bridge of the nose to prevent the medicine being drained from the eye. Blot excess solution around the eye with a tissue. If instilling more than 1 drop in an eye, separate each instillation by several minutes to avoid washing drops out of the eye. To minimize contamination, do not allow the dropper to contact the surface of the eye. How long to use chlorphenidrops drops? Chlorphenidrops drops should not be used for more than 5 days, except on medical advice. If you forget to use chlorphenidrops drops, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and use your next dose when next due. Otherwise, use it as soon as you remember and then go back to using it as you would normally. If you are unsure about whether to use your next dose, speak to your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist. Do not try to make up for missed doses by using more than 1 dose at a time. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you use too much chlorphenidrops drops, accidental ingestion of the drug in adults is unlikely to cause any toxicity due to the low content of antibiotic, but consult your doctor or poison information center, see below. If the eye drops are accidentally ingested by infants or young children, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center Australia telephone 1-311-126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Urgent medical attention may be needed. What should I know while using chlorphenidrops drops? Things you should do. Use chlorphenidrops drops exactly as directed. Tell all doctors, dentists, optometrists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are using chlorphenidrops drops. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while you are using chlorphenidrops drops. Always discuss with your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist any problems or difficulties during or after using this medicine. Tell your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, they may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Things you should not do. Do not use chlorphenidrops drops for a longer time than your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist has prescribed. Do not increase the dose without first checking with your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints without checking with your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Do not drive or operate machinery until you know how chlorphenidrops drops affects you. Chlorphenidrops drops may distort your vision temporarily. Make sure you know how you react to it before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Looking after your medicine. Store unopened bottles in a refrigerator where the temperature stays between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Protect from light. After opening, store at room temperature, below 25 degrees Celsius. Discard 4 weeks after opening. Protect from light. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist tells you to stop using chlorphenol eye drops, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist if you have any further questions. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Irritation or swelling, that may include itching, or burning. Skin rashes, or blisters. Fever. What to do? Speak to your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist immediately, if you have any of these side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reactions. Fever. Rash. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth. Sore throat that may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing. Shortness of breath. Swelling of the hands, feet, or ankles. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is available over-the-counter without a doctor's prescription. What chlorphenol eye drops contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Chloramphenicol 5 mg per milliliter, 0.5%. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Borax. Boric acid. Hypromalose. Phenylmercuric nitrate. Water for injections. Chlorphenol eye drops contains the preservative phenylmercuric nitrate, 0.002% weight by volume. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What chlorphenol eye drops looks like. Chlorphenol eye drops is sterile, clear to slightly hazy, colorless, odorless, slightly viscous liquid. Available in 10 ml plastic container, OSTAR 349371. Who distributes chlorphenol eye drops? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in July 2025. Chlorphenol is a Viatris company trademark. Chlorphenol eye drops _CMI.L25/00